So that's happening right now on the border. Let's go to Washington and take a closer look at one specific suggestion for how the U.S. should be dealing more broadly with the flood of Central American children. Republican Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake are proposing a bill that would withhold foreign aid to Mexico and Central American countries unless they secure their borders. Mike Gonzalez, a senior fellow at the conservative think tank The Heritage Foundation, says that's the wrong way to go, especially in the country of Honduras. He says Honduras needs more U.S. aid, not less, in part to stop gang violence fueled by the drug trade there. Mike Gonzalez joins us from Washington. And Mike, you traced the problems back to 2009 when the military in Honduras ousted the president at that time, and the Obama administration, along with most countries in the Western Hemisphere, called it a coup and initially cut aid to Honduras. And you think that was a tactical error by the Obama administration. Why?
The Obama administration made the mistake of calling this a military coup. At the point you do this, by law, you end a lot of assistance to that country. And that's when the problem begins. And when it stopped assistance, it creates a vacuum. And guess who's going to fill that vacuum? The gangs. So this happens in 2009. By 2011, Honduras is already the leading murder capital of the world. Only 18 months later, by the way, I should say this issue with the kids, it has something to do with the fact that Honduras is a very dangerous country, but they don't start really coming until later. They started coming in 2012, 2011, and it really has more to do with the fact that they thought they were going to gain asylum here, and in fact, they are getting sanctuary here.
So I'm reading that some people are saying the United States government is engaging too much with the current Honduran government. To help us understand your perspective on that, do you think that's true? Do you think that's just further propagating the problem?
No. We need to let Honduras be able to take the fight to the drug cartels and to the gangs. We need to give them military assistance, stop withholding the military assistance, which we have withheld since the Obama administration misnamed this a coup. So right now, we're withholding 35% of what they should be getting, and we blocked them from working with Israel to repair Honduras' fleet of F-5 jet fighters. Honduras is the transit point for 79% of northbound South American drug flights to this country. So that it is the epicenter.
So if you say Honduras is the epicenter and that there actually needs to be even greater engagement by the U.S. government, I mean, that's the opposite of what we hear Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake say. I mean, they would like to withhold foreign aid entirely to Mexico and Central American countries.
Well, foreign aid becomes a very easy target for people. I understand the American people don't like foreign aid, usually for very good reasons. Foreign aid is often wasted, given to corrupt regimes overseas. It lines the pockets of many politicians. That's why it needs to be targeted. It needs to go to the military. It needs to be military-to-military assistance. And by the way, we need to have our own ships patrolling down there. You know, right now, Southcom says that because of budget cuts, we only have four cutters in the region. What I hear lately is that we really only have one, none in the Caribbean Sea. Obviously, with a country like Honduras, which is sending out drug shipments by sea, air, and land, we need to have a more muscular presence down there.
Now, some people might say that especially a more muscular sea presence, what exactly – how would that have an immediate impact on the flow of people from Honduras north to the United States?
Well, Honduras is a dangerous place because it's, as I said, the epicenter. 79% of northbound drugs from South America come from through Honduras. So if we stem the flow of drugs, if we make Honduras less an appealing place for the drug cartels to act, it becomes a less dangerous place. We saw this with a very successful collaboration during the Bush years with Colombia. Colombia was an impossible country. If you went to Colombia like I did in the 90s, you know, it was very, very dangerous. Enter Alvaro Uribe, the president of Colombia, who works really well with Bush, and all of that comes to a screeching halt almost, not completely. But that's the kind of thing we need to be doing. We don't need to be fighting this ourselves. We need to help these countries help themselves.
Well, I mean, but the Associated Press is already reporting, or has been reporting, amongst other news agencies, of, say, death squad-style assassinations by the Honduran police, and that the Honduran government, as it currently stands, has been responsible for numerous human rights violations. I mean, so that's sort of the opposite end of the spectrum here of why people say maybe there should be less engagement from the U.S. rather than more.
Well, obviously, we need to make sure that the Honduran military is conducting itself in a professional fashion. So if that is indeed the case of what's happening, you know, we need to make sure that do conduct themselves professionally. But we do not want Honduras to be completely taken over by the drug cartels. I think that should be clear.
Now, do you see any appetite amongst the American people or even the Republican Party for increasing engagement, especially the form of military engagement or assistance or cooperation that you've been talking about in Honduras?
I haven't seen any polling. I understand that the American people are, you know, do not want to be engaged and do not want to be the world's policeman. It is the job of the president to lead. He needs to convince the American people that we need to help Honduras help itself.
Mike Gonzalez is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, speaking to us from Washington. Mr. Gonzalez, many thanks for your time.
Thank you.